CliffCentral.com.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday again. We're at the end of the week. How you doing? Is everyone alive and well?
I'm canning myself.
You're canning yourself. Why are you canning yourself? What the hell's going on with you? What's up, Leanne?
Bulela was trying to take a screenshot of our Zoom, of our Google call.
Yeah.
But you couldn't hear us.
No, I couldn't hear a damn thing.
So we were trying to copy what you were doing so that the photo looked like in sync.
Okay.
So every time you looked right, we would all look right. But then you would yawn or something. And I said to him, Bulela, it's like trying to take a picture of a toddler. You've got to grab just the right second.
Yeah, I'm an adult toddler. That's exactly right. And you've worked with me long enough to know that that's true.
Same.
All right, so we've made it to another Friday. God alone knows how many it is now. We're rapidly approaching 60 days, which I think that was the amount of time that Noah was in the ark. And the earth was flooded.
Wasn't it 40 days and 40? You know what? Sorry, that's another Bible story.
Can you imagine how much sex was going on that ark?
Well, yes, but it's disturbing to think about it because it was Noah and his wife and, like, his kids. That's all. Are you talking about the animals as well? Leanne Moll.
This is not the idea and first thought I wanted to have in the morning.
Yeah, I don't want to think about a bunch of animals on an ark having sex first thing in the morning, but okay, we'll go there.
But how didn't his wife get pregnant? Actually, we raised a good point here. Or did they have contraception?
I think by the time Noah eventually had to hop on board the ark, he was already very old.
Clint Eastwood had a baby at 71.
Yeah, well,
sex
Noah
with
was
animals staring at you.
Yeah, Noah was like 700 or 800 years old, according to the Bible.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's ancient. I think he's a little older than Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
he was
touch
a little
and
bit dried up.
Yeah, and his wife was by that stage, I think it's fair to assume, barren.
Oh.
Such a great word.
A womb of dust.
Yes, a womb of dust, yeah.
A womb of dust.
So that's a pleasant thought for first thing in the morning. I almost overslept this morning. Nakalisia phoned me. But
oopsie.
Yeah, you know, even when you're at home and you're doing work from home, sometimes you you can make the terrible mistake of oversleeping. Of course, if I was driving into the studio, it means I'd only get there at like 7. So at least we get the first hour of the
show.
Yeah,
look, you have a 30-second commute now.
Yeah, I just have to run across the other side, and then I'm there. I'm on the show. So I did this funny thing last night. I went on someone else's show, which I don't do often, but I'm doing it these days because I kind of feel like, you know, there's this funny thing happening in the world. We're all kind of stuck at home, and it means I've got a bit of time on my hands. So I'm doing these things, and mostly at night. I mean, what else am I going to do at night? So I went on this show. This guy called Scott, who does like a show from Australia or whatever. And it was the weirdest thing. It was like this old white South African show with like old white South Africans, and they were asking me about how bad the ANC is and everything. And you know,
are they ex South Africans?
I think a lot of the audience are like expat South Africans, and I found myself in the position of both having to defend the ANC and having to explain how shit they are. And I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, you know when you're in an interview and you're like, this is not what I want to stay up late to do. And I mean, he's a nice dude. And there was another guy on the call called Muzi who was very cool as well. But I was like, I was not, I'm sort of over that stuff. Unless it's in the Burning Platform and I'm hearing from people like yesterday we had Sitle Ngobese and, you know, we've got Franz Krenier the week before and we sometimes have some really interesting guests on the Burning Platform. But I don't want to talk about, I don't want to be like a history lecturer in modern South African politics, because it's not that exciting to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
It just feels like you're going backwards and you're not really getting anywhere. Plus, I don't feel like I was adding much value to people's lives by talking about stuff that is just, it is what it is, right? And I was on someone else's show yesterday as well, on Instagram Live, which is a fun thing to do. I know Bulelo does that fairly regularly too with Cliff Central Sport. But Instagram Live is weird because you're being interviewed, but you see other people's comments coming in live on the screen while you're doing it.
Okay, so then you can answer them while you're talking.
Yeah, and I didn't know to take this thing terribly seriously. It's someone called Daisy, Daisy May, and she's a South African influencer of some kind. And very, very nice people. But yeah, I'm like, this is why, as much as I enjoyed the experience with her, and look, Scott's one was interesting too. It's like, this is why I don't do interviews anymore. Just leave me alone. Okay. Okay, I don't want to do interviews.
Could we double click on that? Or what's, what do you mean?
Just leave me alone. Like, I don't want to be interviewed. I've got 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, where you can ask me any question you like on my own show. And this is our show. This is like where we, as a bunch of people who are interested in doing new and different and exciting things, we get together here every week, and we do it every day of the week. And that's enough. I don't need to be on other shows.
So, but do you think...
Just with peace and love, I'm going to do a Ringo Starr here. Yeah. I want to tell you, with peace and love, no more interviews. We will not do any more interviews. If you want to hear what I think and what I have to say, if you want to have some hilarity with me involved in the process, come to our live show, Monday to Friday, between 6 and 8 in the morning, and peace and love, peace and love. But leave me alone. Not one interview will be given. Thank you.
Noble one fuck.
No, I'm like, okay, I did two in one day, and maybe that's why. But it's like,
I think part of your frustration, if it is frustration, is also the fact that, you know, you give all that you give on the show, and your opinions are out there and your thoughts on things. So it's now like, why should I almost have to repeat myself and do it again elsewhere?
Yeah. I mean, this show doesn't have a rehearsal. You know, we start in the morning and we don't always know everything about what's going to happen. I have no idea what is on Leanne's mind until I ask her in the morning. We don't go through it first and have like a show meeting every week.
I've been up since 3 preparing. What are you talking about?
Please. Oh, please.
So, but maybe, Gareth, maybe that's just before it. We move off that subject.
Yes,
so
yes.
I've had a few people call me, including a family member, with some of the stuff that's been going on in public regarding your name. And I would imagine your frustration at interviews is what I keep saying to people is, you know, is Gareth will get bored quickly if things don't get cerebral. And to be fair,
no, we can talk a lot of shit. That's nonsense, because you've been part of the show now.
We can talk about farts.
But you've been here December last year. You started with us, or January, right?
Yeah, November.
Yeah, you see, I don't even remember how long you've been around. but you've been around long enough. Like last Friday, we talked shit for 2 hours. Nothing serious came up. And the week before, even dumber stuff.
Would you like to go back to the opening of the show with Noah's Ark and animals?
Yeah,
bonking?
We just spoke about animals having sex with each other in Noah's Ark.
Yes, but you're in control. Let me finish my train of thought.
Okay.
If you're in control, that's okay. But if other people, like I would imagine, I don't know what the lady's name was, you can drift off. I've seen that when people start to, because you don't even like sitting in meetings. It's like, oh, I'm out of here. So for me, I think once people aren't scratching an intellectual itch at a certain level for you, I'd imagine it gets pretty boring pretty quickly. But that's just my analysis.
Well, she asked me a very sensible question yesterday. She's like, so what kind of a routine are you in, and how is your mental health? It's a good question. It's a good question to ask anyone if you're interviewing them, because some people might have an interesting answer. But I just went, look, You got to wake up early. You got to do what you got to do. Have your meetings and then masturbate furiously. And she was like, she was horrified. She was like, almost, she almost pressed stop on the interview. She's like,
of course. So she was looking for a platitude. And
She's nice. And you know what? I had a good time talking to her, and I had a good time talking to the other guys.
That's so awesome.
But I'm not doing it anymore. So let's focus on the show.
Right. Well, let's go back to what you said about and some of the, you know, just the vibe that you get. I got a message from my family who lives overseas, because remember I've got some living in the US and some in Australia.
Yes.
So the ones in the US said, what's happening in SA? I heard from a friend that you have not seen the president in 20 days, and there have been many flights coming into South Africa with the Chinese on board, and they have opened Chinese police stations. Is this true?
What?
This is what people, expats, think are happening in South Africa.
Yes.
Chinese police station.
Chinese police stations, huh?
Please. Becky Cele would laugh them out.
Well.
He'd go, get out of my country.
Listen, you do hear a bunch of shit. And it's amazing how much disinformation spreads during a time like this. I mean, there are a lot of people. I'm not a conspiracy theory fan. You know this, right? But there are people talking about, like, Bill Gates is trying to get everyone vaccinated. Like, sensible people.
Yeah.
And it's a big conspiracy, and the Illuminati are involved. And
oh, my goodness.
Listen.
Well, there's that whole thing as well with all of the Chinese troops that are apparently coming into South Africa. Somebody took photographs of these tanks covered in white cloth, and that was apparently an old photo from another African country.
Yeah, I think if you want to believe there's a big conspiracy going on, then go ahead. The evidence suggests that most of the governments of the world were caught completely off guard by this, including the Chinese. The evidence suggests that governments are flat-footed and their response has been stupid. And none of them really know what the hell they're doing, with the possible exception of two or three countries that decided to carry on as usual. And, you know, we'll do what we've done with diseases for a million years. We're not going to change anything. And the rest of them were like, oh, let's do this, oh, let's do that, and jumping to conclusions. It almost proves to me that there isn't a conspiracy, because they're all so dumb. They've done dumb stuff. All these governments have done really, really stupid things that have damaged and hurt the people of their countries, including the people in this country. And that proves to me that they're not these deep strategic thinkers with plans of how they're going to, you know, take over and make the world according to their own design. That's not what's going to happen. They're just dumb politicians who obviously will seize an opportunity if it's like right in front of them, but otherwise have no strategic thinking, none whatsoever.
But people don't get the fact that we live in the year 2020, so it is open and abound with anything that you really are looking for.
Well,
so if you believe in a conspiracy theory, best believe you'll find tons of videos and they'll get sucked right into that.
And you'll be able to justify just about
anything.
Just about any position you like if you just go on the internet. And the internet's so full of disgusting bullshit. And Twitter's the worst of this, right? And therefore,
saying it's online as a justification does not hold for anything anymore. No, I got it online. Yeah, exactly.
Show me a YouTube video. But if there is, and I'm going to leave a door open for myself to get out here, because you don't want to make blanket statements and then later on find yourself embarrassed by what you said. If it turns out there is all this conspiracy stuff going on and there's a big plot to kind of vaccinate and control the world or whatever, then you'd better have a little more evidence to convince me. I'm not totally persuaded. You know, I'll leave a gap for it. I'm not saying it's all total bullshit, Because it isn't. There are some things there that are suspicious. And there are these doctors now who are starting to speak out about this coronavirus. And they're saying, you know what? I've worked in laboratories my whole life. I mean, I watched one of them yesterday. And she was saying, this is a very predictable scenario, and this is what happens. And turns out that if you've had it, you don't get it again. And she's an eminent professor. I looked her up afterwards, and she knows what she's talking about. She's worked in laboratories in Germany, and I think her name is Dolores something or another. Good.
Ooh,
yeah, good.
I can guess her age based on her name.
Dolores? You mean she's not 23? I'm Dolores, but she's from Ireland. So in Ireland,
68.
Probably. In Ireland, that's a very popular name still.
Oh, no. Who looks at a newborn baby
and calls it Dolores?
Holds that baby in their arms and looks down at cute, chubby cheeks and a button nose and go,
Dolores. Oh,
Dolores.
Yeah, that's it. It's a good name. I always wonder about the name like Hildegard, but that's in Germany, they don't think it's a terrible name like we do. We hear it full of German noises. They just hear a name.
Mm.
It's like the name
Brunhilde.
Spokaz. Like if you were living in Finland and you heard the name Spokazi, you'd say, what the hell? Who would call their children that? Mm. Yeah, but to us it makes sense.
Nospeklingesh.
Right.
Well, you don't have to go that far. Like people of the fairer shade still think Mbulelo is extraordinary. You don't even need to go to Finland.
Well, Mbulelo is a pretty bizarre name. I mean, how do you say it again, Leanne? I think she may have fallen asleep.
Oh, she's speechless.
Yeah. Someone go to Leanne's house and wake her up.
Oh. Bongani, this isn't the time for you to comment.
Bongani.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Goss.
Mbulelo. I got an email from somebody that I've got to read to you about Leanne. Or it's addressed to her. It's not about her. Otherwise, she's going to be nervous. See if you can get her back on the line. I don't know what's going on there. Hello, S.
Is that aliens? We'll get
aliens. The aliens to Leanne Moll. Aliens to Leanne Moll. Anyway. All right. Apparently, Sia has got into a new hobby. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Oh, well, if I'm hanging out with my niece as I've been over the past few weeks, then it's quite pitiful, really, to call it a hobby. I found myself, particularly yesterday, I was spending some time with her, and she has, I think my generation older would call it Twister.
Twister, as
but
in
the, what, I don't know.
The game?
The game Twister, right? The big mat.
Oh, you've got those colored dots, and then you have to take up these very weird positions just to. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
know the game.
But right. With her, it's like some of like this new cartoon character, and the whole cartoon characters are plastered all over the mat, and they're different colors. But I found myself really in this embarrassing position. You know, why you're one foot there, you're one hand there, on this mat, thinking, is this what my life has come to?
Yes, you're playing games with a 9-year-old, and you're learning how to be a Twister champion. So did you win?
Sad.
Did you win?
Gareth, you're playing a 9-year-old. You can't always win.
You should always win. You should teach
absolutely.
Them early on. They should learn about losing.
No, but this is after, like, now I can, all I need to hear, like, the first 3 seconds of any Disney opening theme song, and I can identify the TV show. She's now into this new trend called loom bands.
What?
These colorful elastic bands.
Oh, as long as they're not made of that poisonous plastic like they were before.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez. Well, don't get me started on that. I don't know. And, you know, you use these bands and you can now, like, weave them into different shapes. So you can make, like, a loom band key ring or something. I've been doing that with her. I feel like my life
that's
is really
so
sad right now.
I'm sorry for you. Your suffering must be enormous.
No, genuinely, guys, I've lost my cool points. You know, my average Thursday afternoon would be at Tash's.
Love God.
Yeah, what rubbing shoulders with house frows.
Like, what a meaningful life you had before.
Now it was to me.
Okay. All right, Leanne, I've got a message here. You want to hear it? Wait.
We've lost her again.
She doesn't want to hear it.
She doesn't want to hear it, clearly. It's from Dumi. It's from Dumi. I'll get to it in a second. Here are some other messages. Vilhelmina says, Doug Stanhope does a brilliant rant on pedophilia and porn you've got to listen to.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, how's that for a wake-up call? You thought yes. Noah and his arc were bad. Morning, guys.
Stanhope's hilarious.
I'd like to point out that Sitlan Gorbese was in the infamous Frankly Speaking versus Renegade episode. He was the caller who gave the lady a 50-rand tip. Oh, was he? Okay, I remember that show. That was fun, where the Renegades and the Frankly Speaking people took each other on.
Wow, Vilhelmina.
It's early in the morning. My alarm just went off, and all I can think of is Mbulelo telling us how it's not negotiable.
Excellent.
Okay, so you've ruined someone's life. Sarah. Sarah's saying she's definitely in for Mbulelo's commandments. Apparently, Howard Stern said that Trump despises his own supporters. Do you like the new Howard Stern? I saw a news story about this. I haven't listened to Howard for a little while. But he doesn't like Donald Trump. He said he was supporting Hillary during the last election. And he actually had Hillary Clinton on his show not so long ago, as far as I know. He hasn't had Donald Trump on since he became president. But that may be because Donald Trump doesn't want to go on the Howard Stern show as president of the United States. I don't know. Joe Rogan is the MVP of the internet right now. Do you think that his move to Spotify could possibly be the big FU to tech corps and their censorship? Perhaps we're witnessing the biggest shift in the podcast streaming world, and Joe might be leading the way. Thoughts? If I were YouTube, I'd be worried. Yeah, YouTube have got so many users, though, that I don't know that that argument really holds a lot of weight. I mean, so Joe Rogan will take his audience elsewhere, right? And I think it'll affect YouTube to some degree, but he may be the first of many that decide to use other platforms. And that would be a good thing, because Google owned too much, and so do Facebook. And maybe Joe's like, you know what? This is where the future lies. It's not going to be in these big tech corporations. So I think that's not a bad insight, but I don't know that it's going to like hit YouTube really hard. It's more that they've lost a psychological battle. All right.
Did you say Facebook owns too much, and do you think that's a bad thing?
Yeah, they do. Facebook and Google, they own too much. They're too pervasive. They know our lives inside out, and that's never a good thing. I don't like anyone to have
everything.
Yeah, I don't like anyone to have too much information about all of us, you know?
Oligopoly, we know, we've been here. Oligopolies are terrible for a presumed free market. But anyway, let's not get into that.
Well, that's why there's got to be some way. And I don't know if it's government legislating against people, because that bothers me for a different reason. But let's see what happens. All right, so Leanne, do you want to hear what this person says? Is she still around?
She doesn't want to hear it.
Oh, she's definitely she's not around.
Well, let us hear it.
All right. And then she can always join in. So this is from Dumi, who says, I want to be a bit of a Karen. There's a lady in your neighborhood in Melville who runs a charity shop. I won't name and shame her, but there are a lot of cats in this so-called charity shop. I had a really bad interaction with the owner. To get into the basics of it, my dog got off his leash and was chasing a few of her 50-plus cats. She was then very rude to me. She shouted at me like I was a shit stain of a criminal. Honestly, the plight of the black man and the systemic racism in this area, specifically from middle-aged, not even Karens, but rather Susans, is insane. This lady's been taken to court before for her behavior and her outright bigotry. She's stolen and she's lied, but I guess this goes under the radar because she's an old white lady, blah, blah, blah. I was listening to Garrett's Thursday podcast, and he was talking about how people get angry and are ready for a fight in South Africa at the moment. Well, so am I with this lady. I'm not going to put up with this, basically, is what Dumi says. We're in the days of free speech and coronavirus, and we're not going to accept this abuse from people. Gareth and Leanne, this may seem racially motivated, but it isn't. I don't think it is. And it's sad that it could be at some point, it could brim over. Google Bounty Hunters Charity, blah, blah, blah. You'd be shocked by what you see. They say they change the world. Well, it begins by stopping people from being mean to each other. Anyway, this lady is insane. She sprayed sanitizer in my face. What she did... No. What did she want to absolve me of my sins or something? Anyway, sorry for the downer. And then Dumi sent an update. He said, after some digging, it turns out she is just crazy, like proper mentally insane. She's been caught on camera stealing people's property and trying to resell it at her shop. And when confronted, she lies and swears at people, only for the stolen item to be brought back mysteriously. Like, who knew there were people who were this insane? Well, there are. I mean, I don't know who you're talking about because I haven't been to Melville for a long time. But there are insane people out there, Dumi. And, you know, the big mistake we all make is we take it personally. Like, we think it's about us. We think about how it's because I'm white or because I'm black or because I'm young or because I'm old or because I speak this language. Or usually it's just because the other person has problems.
Oh, Gareth, that's, you know, in certain instances, that's easier said than done.
I know.
At least for me, I get very tired of being the bigger man sometimes in situations.
I know, see, it's infuriating, but you got to, because to drop down to those people's craziness and their level, whoever they may be, that'll tire you out a lot more. And you'll end up in a situation where you say some dumb stuff and then someone's got a camera. Everyone's got a camera. You've got to be the bigger man, especially these days. Mm. There's that girl who was in the news yesterday. What was her name? This week, in fact. Some beauty queen who said some racist stuff on Twitter when she was like 13.
Yo. Which one? Because now there are a total of 3 Miss South Africa hopefuls.
Oi, and they're all racist.
It started out with Bianca.
Yeah, oh, that's a name.
She's the one who, you know, was vying to be the next Miss South Africa. And this year they're doing something different by getting all of the people who want to apply using social media.
Yeah.
But so because of that, you know, you use the hashtag or whatever, and so people are able to track who's entering and what's going on. So as more and more people are applying, some followers have been going, actually, I went to school with this one, and I saw what she's like.
Do you think, because I'm not going to go on the internet and just search some wannabe beauty queen, do you think that the other contestants may be setting each other up? Like, because you know how bitchy these beauty pageants can get.
Wait, before you even go down that path, I have no empathy for her. So let me tell you, I know somebody who looks after the PR side of footballers in the UK.
Yeah.
And the first thing she does before she takes a client on, because there are ways to erase your entire Twitter,
yes,
Facebook history without erasing your account.
Okay.
So especially if she gets them early, she says that's her thing. First and foremost, we clear your history. I don't care what's on there, good or bad. It doesn't matter. We clear it. So it makes no sense.
Well, until you, if a screenshot has already been taken, though. But
Excuse me?
I hear you.
So,
well, unto you. Yeah.
No, but what Mbulela's saying is that before you're well known to anyone, they draw this woman in. She's like an Olivia Pope of the internet.
Oh, I don't know who that is, but
she's the fixer.
The fixer.
Oh, okay. Yes, of sorts. Or the Ray Donovan-ish,
yes,
without
right.
The violent side,
yeah.
If that's the same. Yes, but so she does that straight away as you join her as a client. So why aren't more agents and PR people doing that for their clients?
Well, yes. Okay, so there are a couple of issues here. Let's just very quickly, because I didn't even think this was worthy of discussion earlier in the week when it was a story. This is a kid. When she wrote these things. And kids do and say stupid stuff. That's what kids should. There should be a room somewhere where kids can go for redemption. You know, no matter how terrible they are when they're young. Because kids say awful things to each other. It's like married couples who've been together for a long time say terrible things about each other. And then they regret it straight after. And it happens to everybody. So I don't feel like you should be held responsible 100% if you're a minor. If you're an adult, different story. That's number one. Number two is, if your goal in life is to be a beauty queen, really, we need to get our moral guidance from beauty queens. This is not 1700. Wow. And if you're the kind of person who expects your beauty queen to be pure as the driven snow, well, you live in a fantasy world and I can't help you. And the third thing is that this girl's clearly an idiot because she didn't go and do what Mbulela's just said now. You're about to enter the public realm, and if you were a shithead once, go and delete all your shithead stuff. There are ways to do it. Am I wrong, Leanne?
No, you're completely right.
Now, I do think that kids, and she was a kid at the time, she's supposed to have said all these terrible things, and she was like using the N-word and stuff, but not, she wasn't saying, like, as far as I could tell, black people are N-word. What she was doing was she was trying to be a cool young white girl and using the N-word. But she posted a couple of really, like, suspicious-looking jokes and, you know, and obviously Black Twitter lost its collective mind because that's all that Black Twitter does.
Yeah, it's their mission.
Yeah, I mean, every day, a day is only complete for the residents of Black Twitter if they can be outraged and infuriated and full of nastiness and vitriol and then go back to their own miserable lives, as we've discussed so many times. Because their own miserable lives are even worse than the things they say to people. And I don't have any sympathy for these beauty queens because you're an adult now and you should go and delete all your shit. In fact, I would just say to everybody, unless you have been on Twitter for years as a public personality and you've already been through the mill of people disagreeing with you and arguing with you and calling you everything under the sun, delete everything. Like, what do you got to lose?
Yes, just start a fresh new profile.
Just delete. In fact, delete Twitter. Don't even go back. Go on to Instagram and Facebook and places where people still have a little bit of sense of humor, although those are also getting very messy. And don't even go into the waters of Twitter. It's just a bad place. You're asking for misery and pain. And you're stupid to also want to be Miss South Africa.
Oh, there's that.
So I'm sorry for her and for all the others. And I'm sorry for Black Twitter that this girl came along and ruined your day. I really am. Like, you guys have enough to deal with on Black Twitter. All right.
I wonder, you did touch on something there. I wonder how these came to light. Is it from people who knew them in their personal circles? Is it from a total stranger who just wanted to search their handles and search the N-word and see what pops up?
My mind immediately jumped to it's a competitor.
Yeah, because who else knows? Do you know who the Miss South Africa contestants are yet? I certainly don't. They're not in my
world. Because either a competitor or a competitor's clever PR group.
In Bianca's case in particular, there were a couple of her old schoolmates who came on to Twitter and said, actually, we were not surprised because this also happened at school and that happened as well. So they were bringing up instances from their point of view that would like substantiate her character in light of these tweets. But in the other two cases, I don't know.
Yeah, it must be a competitor because who else cares? Like, who else cares?
Exactly.
Like, who's waking up in the morning and wondering what Bianca, what's his name, is thinking? No one, right? So it must be the other girls.
Or like has time to go through 7 years of tweets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You've got to also be suffering from some serious problems if you're going through other people's tweets for that long.
No, but there's programs and algorithms to search for certain words.
Oh, right? So they search for the... Okay.
Yeah.
And in light of mentioning like Olivia Pope and the fix and whatnot, I think what has made this a bigger deal and a bigger issue is how it's being handled. Whether or not you think we can pass her comments off because she was young is a different story.
Sure.
But the fact that Bianca came out guns blazing saying, I pray, I have now been healed, almost.
Oh, no.
Don't bring the Lord into this.
Who's
and then
the PR person?
And then her modeling agency.
Oh, God.
Like, was almost dismissive of the the comments or the conversation around using a term like the N-word, but instead saying, we have acknowledged Bianca's previous tweets. And people are like, what does that mean? What are you saying? Acknowledge is simply just looking at it, but what are you saying? They should have just kept quiet and stayed out of it. I think it's just all about how it's been handled.
Yeah, Shane, but what does she or her modeling agency know about controversy? They're used to dealing with beautiful people. They don't know any point, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, it also
like,
doesn't...
Isn't a broken nail the controversy?
In the modeling industry, they took a bad picture of me. Anyway, all right.
Then when you doubt, don't do anything.
You want some headlines?
Let's go.
It's like, it's like 6:45 already. Let's get into it. So first things first, over 200 South Africans are still stranded in China. Hey, Leanne, you might as well tell those relatives of yours in America that it's not like Chinese troops are landing here. It's more like we can't even get the South Africans who are stranded there into the country.
South Africans are invading China.
Yeah. So Naledi Pandor says her officials have spent sleepless nights ensuring the safe return of more than 5,000 South Africans from abroad. More than 200 South Africans near Wuhan in China have been waiting for weeks for a flight home, and she did not reassure them. Hey, sorry, you motherfuckers. You're stuck near Wuhan. We're not helping.
I'm certain that was not the words from Minister Pandor.
All right. Well, anyway, if those citizens in China have approached us and their names are with us, then we will discuss with China as to how we get them back, Naledi Pandor said. She says the repatriation process was started to help South Africans who were in dire need. Yeah, we've spoken to a few people on the show who've been stranded in various places. It's not fun, even if you're in a nice place.
Ooh,
because you're not at home, and lockdown is affecting the whole world, right?
And everything's expensive.
Everything's expensive. Oof. Okay, cops have discovered 4 million rand in drugs in a perfume truck after it collided with another vehicle.
Not Damon's, is it?
I hope not. We better check on him. A large cargo of mandrakes and dacha with an estimated street value of 4 million rand was accidentally discovered by police inspecting a perfume truck which had collided with...
And that was just the names of the perfume.
Which had collided with a stationary vehicle. The drug bust was made when the truck collided with the vehicle in a lockdown roadblock on the N10 outside Middelburg in the Eastern Cape on Wednesday night.
Can I tell you a funny story about mandrakes?
Yes. Is there a funny story about mandrakes?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, your drug past is coming out to play.
No, never touched drugs.
Okay.
But it's it's funny to me. But if you have a black parent, this is another little cultural lesson, is they think everything is mandrakes, by the way. So they don't see... They'll tell you, Usman Bani taking mandrakes, whether they were doing coke, whether they were smoking weed. So just so you know, to black parents, any drugs are mandrakes. I haven't heard the term mandrakes in 20 years.
It's okay. What an old school drug.
Mandrakes. Anyway, they found this, and there was the accident, and then, of course, they checked out the truck, and then they found all the drugs in among the perfume.
So he could have gotten away with it. He or she couldn't have gotten
away
with it.
If they hadn't crashed, they might have got away with it.
If you find your mandrakes tastes like perfume, you know what happened.
As the nation passed 55 days of lockdown on Wednesday, yet another school, this time in the Eastern Cape, was targeted by criminals with several computers and tablets stolen. I don't know why this happens.
Ugh.
I don't know why schools have to be victimized during lockdown. You know, schools are one of the few places where, first of all, where kids should feel safe. And I know they're not at school at the moment. But it's expensive. We spend more money than anything else in our budget every year on education. And that's because we're trying to get young South Africans into a situation where they might be employable one day and they can make their lives better. And whoever's stealing from and vandalizing schools, and it's a lot of schools, it's almost 1,000 schools in South Africa that have been vandalized, destroyed, robbed, and set on fire. I do not understand it. Did I say 1,000? More than 1,500 schools across the country have been burgled, torched, or vandalized since the beginning of the lockdown. The number of schools targeted has spiked by more than 500 since April the 30th. That's this sure. month alone. At the time, the minister said that 962 schools have been damaged or burgled. Addressing the country on Tuesday, she said 1577 schools have been broken into, with 463 of them in KwaZulu-Natal, 336 in Gauteng. So that's a very scary trend. And we've got to find out why it is that people are doing this. It's not just because they're desperate and, you know, they need stuff to sell so that they can live. Why schools?
Well, Gareth, the sad reality is criminals who intend on doing bad don't have a whole rational thought process of what will the impact be.
Sure, but there are jewelry stores, there are banks, there are all kinds of places that you could rob and steal things. Are schools especially
schools are easy targets?
They are a soft target, right?
Okay. Exactly. Hmm. Banks are set up for it now.
Over 1,500 gender-based violence and domestic abuse cases have been opened in Gauteng alone during Level 5 lockdown. Level 5, of course, ended a while ago. That's some scary stuff. So just like our schools, we've got to look at why there are so many people exacting violence on women. I mean, it's mostly men on women. And I don't even want to know when the suicide numbers come out after lockdown, because that's going to be another hideous figure.
And this is just 1,500 in Gauteng alone, and these are the reported cases.
Just during Level 5. But they say that the
number... How many more are unreported?
Right, and they say that the number of cases have declined during Level 4. So this should be even more reason for the government to hurry up and stop fucking around and get us out of lockdown. How many people do you want to die from gender-based violence or from suicide? Because so far it's already a lot more than COVID. Can we get out of this now?
Well,
there's another trend as well, and that's people dying from preventable diseases.
Yes.
Specifically, ovarian cancer, things that your gynae would pick up during normal visits.
Yeah, because they can't go to hospitals. Mm. What did you say, Mbulela?
Or you don't want to.
I was going to say, one might say, forget about the lockdown. Maybe we should just stop abusing women. That's probably...
Yes, we should, but that is a societal problem. Government can't do anything about that. We have to do something about it as people. But what you're doing is exacerbating the situation.
Fair enough.
Okay. It's a horrible story, and I'm sorry to do this to you on a Friday, but there we go. You have to know these things because this is the reality. And we're not going to hide it from you to make you feel good. Drug smugglers, again, a lot of drug smugglers today.
Was it Mandrax?
No. This is in Australia. Australia.
Australia.
Drug smugglers took advantage of the current pandemic to conceal methamphetamine in shipments of hand sanitizer and face masks sent to Australia. Earlier this month, officers with Australian Border Control found 2 kilograms of meth hidden in shipments in some of the most needed items during the coronavirus pandemic. We know criminals will go to any length to smuggle drugs into the country. So it's no surprise they're trying to use in-demand items, like masks and hand sanitizer, to hide them in. That's what the ABF Superintendent John Fleming said in a news release on Friday. So they show these bottles of like hand sanitizer, but they're full of methamphetamine. And, you know, the Australian Border Force, they like, you got to keep out the drugs.
I hope it makes it onto the show. Like Border Patrol or Border Security.
I like those shows. You see these people, they pull over in the airport. And how did those people even get on a plane? You can see straight away that there's something very wrong with these people. And they shouldn't be traveling. I mean, like, they're deranged. And then they pull them aside and they're like, excuse me, ma'am, can we go through your luggage? And the woman's like, yes, but I'm so... She's like already hyperventilating. And then, you know,
it's so awkward watching them lie.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
And then they cuff them and they throw them in the cell. It's terrible. And they body search these people. You know, they body cavity search. Imagine having to put your hand into those people's cavities.
Ooh.
They all look.
That's what you do every single day. You wake up to go to work.
Yeah, and you know you're going to be sticking your hand in people's assholes.
Have you ever been cavity searched?
No.
What? Bulelo.
Oh, no, I've been captured.
You have?
What?
You have?
All right, tell us. Show me on the doll where they touched you.
It was when I went to the Ukraine.
What happened?
People with a certain shade get treated certainly, like in a certain way in certain parts of the world. And it's well known.
You mean the blacks?
The blacks. I'm anyway. Yeah,
were you traveling alone?
Hold on. I want to know the detail. So what cavity did they search? Yeah, which of your cavities did they search in Bulelo?
They went to the back door with a glove. I went through the whole thing.
Jesus Christ. Did they put their whole hand up you?
Not the whole hand.
it's worth asking.
Did they operate you like a puppet?
Was it the first time that you've had a finger up your ass?
That I can recall, yes.
Jesus, and what do they do?
Would have recalled if you had before.
Do they explore for a long time down there, or do they at least talk gently to you?
Are you standing up, bending down, bending over?
You're standing up in the starfish position.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I know. It's
and you're fully naked at this point. You don't even have the dignity of having your pants like just pull up around your ankles.
Yeah, no. They take your stuff. But this is news. A few very famous footballers going to that region of the world to have. I mean, we're talking multimillionaires here.
Yeah.
It's. So it was quite a thing.
Maybe that's
and I was a lot younger.
Maybe that's how they get their kicks. You know, they're like, oh, I like the look of her or him. Let me pull him aside and give him the cabbage.
I fingered Ronaldo.
This is both fascinating and I'm so sorry you went through that, but more fascinating.
It was wild scenes. But yeah.
So what did they find?
Yes. Nothing.
What did you have? What did you have in there, Mbulelo?
I wasn't Richard Gere with a mouse up my bum.
Okay.
Oh. Sorry, it was a gerbil. It was a gerbil, not a mouse. Yeah.
What an exciting morning.
Bulelo also was having an exciting time at the airport.
Yeah, sure, he loved it.
No, what I was pissed off about was then, remember, I don't know if I've told you the story where I was supposed to go to Chernobyl. Did I ever tell that story?
Yes, you hinted at it the other day when we brought up Chernobyl, and that was why you didn't get there, because you were too busy being fingered in the airport?
No, but it's funny. No, because I was supposed to go on the tour. I'd paid for the tour. But there's corruption as happens, and they sold my slot to somebody else. And there, you don't question those guys. There, it's not like South Africa with your human rights nonsense. They just tell
they
you to
sold
go,
your
jump
slot
out.
While they invaded your slot. Okay, I'm quiet.
Okay. All right, we've got some fun stuff after 7 o'clock. We've got some news stories. We'll talk about some of the things that are going on in the world and take your messages on 0797482090. Someone says, freedom is coming tomorrow. Lockdown over. Only interzonal permits required from tomorrow. According to, that's the Botswanan government. That doesn't help us at all. Let me just see who sent this to us.
No.
Not one bit.
LJ says, yeah, but that's in Botswana, dude. Don't tease us. And apparently what you went through is called rimming. No, it's not. That's not rimming.
Rimming is when you use your tongue.
Yes, rimming is when you lick the asshole.
There were no tongues.
Don't be an idiot. I mean, who is this? This person doesn't know. Michael, you know nothing about sex.
When poop comes out, you lick.
Yes. The poo-poo. All right, then this one is from, let me see this. It's from Reno. Reno says, hey, Gareth, I went to the beach yesterday with my brother. This is Sardinia Bay in Port Elizabeth. It has moving sand dunes, so you literally have to climb this incredibly high dune to get to the beach. On our way back, we heard this droning sound. Turns out it was 2 4-wheelers. The guys were wearing Boy Scout-looking uniforms. Luckily, we were hidden from view. We carried on climbing the dune. When we got to our car on the other side, we noticed a bucky with ocean law enforcement on the side. I did consider letting the air out of their tires, but my brother told me to play nice. So Reno and his brother actually wrote hashtag end the lockdown on the beach in the sand. Good for you guys.
Yeah. Sardinia Bay, great place. I used to train there.
I don't know it at all, Mbulelo, but that doesn't surprise me.
No, I went to university
in P. That you've been somewhere I haven't.
No, I went to university in P.
Okay.
Gareth, can you say that more convincingly?
No. Frank says, Joe Camino, who you had on, for using cash, when he spoke about using cash, that's bullshit. By using your credit card, you take advantage of the loyalty programs. I get about 800 Rand a month back from my bank. Also, it's expensive to draw cash, and it's dangerous to carry it around. So Frank having a disagreement with Joe Camino. But Joe's great. We're going to have him back, and you can argue with him, Frank. That's a good point. I don't like carrying cash around. Does anyone have, like, wads of cash on them anymore?
I don't know what that looks like.
It's only criminals, right?
No, I know people that are cash heavy.
Really? And they walk around with, like, a suitcase of cash. Which boxer is it? Isn't it Floyd Mayweather who carries around, like, a suitcase of cash?
No, but he's wild.
And the dearly departed Aretha Franklin.
Leanne, here's a question for you from Wendell. Wendell says, is there a difference between tossing the salad and rimming? Don't laugh.
I don't think so, actually.
Very serious question. Leanne, do you want to answer it scientifically?
I don't think there is a difference, actually. I think they're one and the same.
Very important conversations that we have on the show.
Mm.
Very important. Okay. All right, when we come back, which will be in just a few minutes, we will take your thoughts and calls. You can always send us a message like those ones I just read out on 079-748-2090. It can be a voice note, you know, like a WhatsApp voice note. That's where most of these are coming from. You can also send us messages on social media, or you can tell us what you're interested in, and we'll talk about that too. We've got some news stories, and we've got a guest coming up at 7:30 who I think you're going to love. He's very outspoken. He's a personal trainer, but he also runs a business called Sheriff Training Systems. His name is Jack Lotter. I've known him all his life, and he is probably the most hardcore training guy in South Africa. His clients pay him a lot of money, and he puts them through the ringer, but they come out of it looking like Greek gods. I've seen some of his clients, and my goodness, you cannot believe how these people look. They start off with him, and they look like you and me. They come out, and they look like they've just started in 300.
I started at the beginning of lockdown, and I did really well. I was very ripped. But since then, I've let myself go again.
Really, Leanne? I'm so sorry to
hear
that.
So no one will really see the benefits.
Ugh, I'm sorry. I wish if you just stuck to it for an extra week, you would have been ripped.
I know, I just couldn't hang in there.
All right, all of that and more on the way. CliffCentral.com, good morning.
CliffCentral.com